to the 90s where you belong.
Yeah! Why is it so much of Netflix content for children promotes a trans half of your content for children? I'm talking about minor children now. I'm not talking about teenagers. Minor children. Just 2 days ago, a jury in New York awarded a former transitioner $2 million because she said that her psychologists and others pressured her into, they pushed on her an ideology that proved to be extremely detrimental. In the UK, the National Health Service in the UK has said that they're not going to perform transgender surgeries or any longer so-called gender-affirming care for minors, including in counseling, because it is so incredibly detrimental. Our own HHS has come forward with similar findings this past year. Yet if you turn on Netflix, you'll find that an enormous amount, and I say this as a parent with three young children, an enormous amount of your children's programming has this ideology and agenda in it. Is this an advocacy position for Netflix? Is this an ideological commitment you have? I mean, why is this?
Senator Ali, Netflix has no political agenda of any kind.
As you would see, if you looked at her and not her chart, Bailey is not a boy. And by treating her like one, you are completely ignoring who she is. You're making her feel insignificant and humiliated. And that's not going to help her feel good or safe or calm. So, from here on out, please recognize her for who she is. And if at all possible, could you find me a non-blue hospital gown?
Netflix's predatory gobbling up of Warner Brothers and an $82 billion merger designed to forge an unstoppable woke propaganda behemoth. Everything from Netflix's parade of gender-fluid fairy tales and climate hysteria.
There's just not as many bugs and animals in the park anymore because of climate change. And now the whole Earth's climate is changing because of things humans do, like making tons of emissions.
Yeah, it's making the whole Earth hotter than usual.
To Warner's legacy franchises twisting into vehicles for DEI indoctrination, to be put all under one roof to pump out endless narratives that erode family values. And the boomer wokesters aren't even aware of the lion's den they are entering.
So forgive me if I'm a little concerned, not only as a parent, but also that somebody believes that we ought to have a wide variety of content options. There are some, but the overwhelming majority of your stuff right now is overwhelmingly woke. And it's not reflective of what the American people want to see.
So respectfully, if you ask a Netflix member today, or a consumer today generally, how they view Netflix, I think that but a proof point that we might be doing the right thing is they talk about Netflix in the exact same terms as they talk about the country. About 40% conservative, about 40% liberal, and about 20% don't know.
Did you catch that? Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos thinks that the country is 40% conservative and 40% liberal and 20% just don't know. Well, the emerging Generation X population just surpassed boomers by 1 million.
Boomers respond with anger. Millennials respond with anxiety. And him?
Couldn't care less.
And according to a recent Gallup poll, a record high 45% of U.S. adults identified as political independents in 2025, surpassing the 43% measured in 2014, 2023, and 2024. Meanwhile, equal shares of U.S. adults identified as either Democrats or Republicans. Snap out of it. The psychological warfare isn't going to work anymore. A digital leviathan controlled by elite overlords in Silicon Valley and Hollywood is going to go down like the Hindenburg. Ted Sarandos has no clue what the American people actually want.
There are plenty of things an aftermarket vagina can do that a stock vagina cannot. Like destroy the fabric of Western civilization as we know it. Only my does that. Can murder the little baby Jesus before he even has a chance to start an apocalyptic death cult and ruin the world.
It was this very programming that ultimately woke up the sleeping giant. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening
Our species is seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
From the front lines of the information war, this is The War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm going to be joined very shortly by Jake Lang, who's been causing some trouble around the country, some very good trouble. You know what? It looks like we just have time. I'm going to pull a video in from yesterday because this story is, I guess it's not that crazy because it's kind of what we're used to. But the story is at futurism.com, and this came out during a congressional hearing yesterday about AI. It turns out that when Waymos are stumped, they get intervention from workers in the Philippines. And so, guys, I should have pulled it in. I thought we were going to go. Yeah, let's go to that. Again, it's crazy. It's crazy how we just cannot benefit from anything good. Like, we so often have some major, you know, technological advantage or something that only comes about because of American ingenuity, American prosperity, American, you know, just everything American, and then it just is immediately weaponized against us. It's so unbelievably infuriating. Let's watch.
Yes or no, does Waymo employ humans located remotely to help its vehicles navigate difficult driving scenarios?
Senator, they provide guidance. They do not remotely drive the vehicles. As you stated, Waymo asks for guidance in certain situations and gets an input, but the Waymo vehicle is always in charge of the dynamic driving task. So that is just one additional input.
But the human being helps the vehicle to navigate those difficult driving scenarios. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So are all of these human operators located in the United States? Are they all here?
No, we have some in the U.S. and some abroad.
So how does that break down? What percent are abroad?
Senator, I don't have that number for you. We can get back to you.
Is it a majority or abroad?
I just don't have that number.
Well, that's very curious that someone who's running the program has no idea how that workforce breaks down. Just seems kind of curious that you don't know that answer. But are some of these operators located outside the United States?
Yeah, some are located abroad.
Yeah, and so for me, that's fairly shocking. Waymo has critical safety employees who may need to intervene in a split second if a Waymo encounters an unknown dangerous situation located in the United States, but they are outside the United States. In what countries are these employees located?
The Philippines.
Jimmy?
The Philippines.
So they are in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Mr. Pena, that is completely unacceptable. And here's why. Having people overseas influencing American vehicles is a safety issue. The information the operators receive could be out of date. It could introduce tremendous cybersecurity vulnerabilities. We don't know if these people have U.S. driver's licenses. And let's not forget, Waymo is trying to replace the jobs of hardworking taxi and rideshare drivers. And now you're saying that of the human beings, the human jobs that remain in the system, you're shipping those jobs overseas. It's one thing when a taxi is replaced by an Uber or a Lyft. It's another thing when the jobs just go completely overseas.
And that, I mean, there's lots of things that's wrong with this, but that I think is the real thing that's really wrong. Like, why not pay somebody in America? This is, again, it's like these companies take so much advantage of us and we just never demand anything back. Like, how about you have to make jobs for Americans? What the hell? You got to go to Philippines. You got to shave off $2 an hour from your billions of dollars of profit. You can't afford to pay somebody in Macon, Georgia, rather than the freaking Philippines. It's infuriating because these are jobs that right now are filled by necessity by people in America. A lot of taxi drivers aren't exactly American. A lot of Uber drivers aren't American anyway. But at least it's a job here. Okay, you replace with a robot taxi, but you replace one job, but people got to look after the robot. You got to build the robot. Here's the problem. The company's not American. The cars are made in China. They're operated by people from the Philippines. It's literally not benefiting America whatsoever, even in the slightest. And that's not even to mention the security threats of this, where you've got some anonymous person in the Philippines who might not even speak English, has never been to America, doesn't know how to read American road signs, but they're instructing the car of what to do. They make the wrong decision and the car crashes, which is what happened, which is what, you know, led to this hearing. A Waymo vehicle crashed into somebody last week, struck and injured a child near Santa Monica, California Elementary School, triggering a federal probe. Is what, some dude in the Philippines maybe made the wrong decision, caused a child to be run over and clocks out for the day? Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And as the senator notes, overseas remote assistance operations may be more susceptible to physical takeover by hostile actors, potentially granting them driver-like control of thousands of vehicles transporting passengers on American roads. He said in a statement, fast, heavy and fast-moving vehicles can quickly become a weapon of foreign actors seeking to harm innocent Americans. So the whole thing, we're just being screwed at every level. And it's just, I guess, just a fact of the world now. It's just like every time we get some new technological development, which ostensibly should be able to perform some physical task for us and take the burden off our shoulders, somehow it becomes harder for us. Somehow everything becomes more difficult for us every time they introduce some new convenience. It's infuriating, but constant. All right, with that, I want to go to clip number 12 here. Clip number 12. This was a ice statue that was apparently put up by some veterans, and it's an ice statue. It's made out of ice, but it says prosecute ice, but our friend Jake Lang wasn't going to let that happen. Let's watch.
President Trump, we support you. We support ICE. Our country was made for Americans, not for Somalis.
So there you see the prosecute ICE sculpture in front of the Capitol building. And Jake Lang takes a boot to a couple of the letters and eventually leaves it with just the letters P-R-O, then a big gap, and then ICE. So he's turned prosecute ICE into pro-ICE.
Pro-ICE, baby! America first! America only! We'll see you here February 7th, Saturday, 12 noon, outside the Minnesota State Capitol.
All right, so that's the Minnesota State Capitol. Jake Lang is a dedicated conservative activist, podcaster, and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Florida, running in the 2026 special election to represent the people of the Sunshine State. Jake Lang, thank you so much for joining us.
Harrison, just got out of jail. You're my first interview, brother. God bless. America's worth fighting for. Never back down. Never surrender.
Did you get arrested for breaking that stupid sculpture?
I was charged with felony vandalism over $1,000 for some stupid letters made of water that is frozen. They said it was worth $6,250. So I am facing 1 to 5 years. And the George Soros prosecutors, these Democrats, are not playing. We know Minnesota, and they're going to try to come after me for the maximum penalty. I could spend 5 years in prison for demonstrating that ISIS should not be on the chopping block. No pun intended, but when I see prosecute ICE, I see execute ICE. You know, these rabid Antifa are openly saying that they want to kill ICE. And when a sign that says prosecute ICE on the steps of the Minnesota State Capitol, it's basically a dog whistle telling every Antifa and rabid leftist that ICE is on the chopping block that you can go and harass them, try to run them over your cars and kill them. So I felt that I needed to make a statement and say, this prosecute ICE business, because we know when the Democrats take back over, they're coming after Trump. They're coming after the J6ers. They're coming after ICE. They're going to try to put us all in jail. We know it. That's why we got to put them in jail, because they're traitors to our country. But that needed to be taken down because it's putting law enforcement officers' lives at risk every single second that it was up.
I mean, I agree with that. And I think it's a very dirty move that they're doing now, basically trying to undermine and subvert the loyalty of ICE by basically saying that whatever you do now, if you actually take this job and actually follow lawful orders, we're going to throw you in jail. And I mean, you've got Larry Krasner, DA of Philadelphia, saying we're going to hunt you down for decades. We'll find your identity and hunt you down. When these people are literally following constitutional orders and enforcing constitutional law, it is why are they allowed to do this? Jake, like, why are we allowing these people to do this?
It's a two-tiered system of justice, Harrison. It's still in place. This is their biggest example. They've charged me with a felony 1 to 5 year criminal charge. But how about in Minnesota when they took down the statue of Christopher Columbus? They only got community service. So we're seeing a disparagement, unequal protection under the law. If you're a Trump supporter, if you're white, if you're Christian, if you're a Republican and you do anything, even stand up for law enforcement like I did against that disgusting signage, then they're going to try to put you away for many years of your life. But if you tear down one of our nation's founders, a statue of them, you're going to be celebrated. They're going to throw you a parade, and then they're going to give you community service, a little slap on the wrist. The two-tiered system of justice, the deep state weaponization is still here. We need President Trump to stand up and double down on the mass immigration messaging. We cannot start to pull away now. We need millions of deportations of these illegal immigrants per year. We can't just start to pull away and say, it's only the criminals. We'll only go into certain cities if they let us in. No, screw that. America, we have one generation left, and we need a crusade now before we're all replaced. All of us, black, white freedoms, and they will take our jobs. They will take our houses, and they will leave us in the dirt and throw us in jail. I cannot be more serious about this. Americans, it's time to rise. Get active. Join the Crusaders Active Club today. If you want to join my Crusaders Active Club, we have hundreds of members, chapters being set up right now in all 50 states. DM me on social media, at Jake Lang, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Send me a DM right now, and you can join. Free to join. You get invited to all of our protests, and we can stand together as men against this scourge of evil that is taking over our country.
Well, what do we do, man? Because everything is so insane right now. These people are allowed to just, they keep pushing it and pushing it, and the Republicans are not stepping in. Trump is talking about backing down and having a softer touch on illegal immigration. It's the exact wrong thing to do right now. It feels like he's throwing the midterms for some reason, even though at the same time they're acting like they're going after fraud in California and stuff. Where is the seriousness? Where is the resolve? Where is the Trump that we voted for in 2024? And what do we do to get this back on track, man?
Well, I love President Trump. I stand by President Trump 10,000%, but we need to lead from the front, right? It's we the people. This is our government, our constitutional republic, and we need to set the precedent. If we want to see change, we have to be the change. That's why we are allowed the freedom of association. That's why the founding fathers put the Second Amendment right to form militias in our constitution, because it, at the end of the day, the onus of a man and the responsibility of a man is to take action. And that's why I formed together these groups of crusaders, Christian men, white, black. We've got all kinds of different men with us now standing against rabid Marxist liberals, these fraudster Somalis, and all of these illegal immigrants that are taking our jobs and robbing our country blind. If you want to get active, we are an active club. We're not tweeters. We're not podcasters. We are not people who sit on our ass. If you want to be active in the streets, protesting, doing civil disobedience, boycotts, whatever it takes to take our country back, join, align with me. Join in with your brothers. Your Christian brothers are willing to stand. You have to make the choice. Are you willing to watch your country be taken by Somali daycare scammers, billions of dollars robbed from you, your country's future taken from you, or are you going to stand like a man and do something about it? I, for one, I'll go to jail. I'll eat balled up newspaper with tartar sauce on it in solitary confinement the rest of my life. It does not matter to me. We need to make a stand. My life is worth giving for this country. Freedom is worth dying for. Our founding fathers signed a document. They put their sacred lives, their honor, their property, all their value they had on the line when they did that. And it's time men get together again and put our lives on the line.
You know, I agree to a certain degree. And, you know, you have paid your dues. The stuff you've been through from January 6th, being put in solitary confinement, people have questions about you. I know you're aware of them. People think that you're just trying to cause trouble to, you know, cause distractions or whatever else. Nobody goes through, you know, what you went through to pretend, right? So I think it's ridiculous to sort of question your bona fides. I think you absolutely believe what you say. My question is, what do we do? What is the purpose of going out? Like, what are we trying to achieve? Because you've got stuff like this. Elisa Slotkin will not consent to FBI interview over video in which she urged military personnel to not comply with illegal orders. Whether it's the senators calling for the army to disobey orders, or whether it's the Somalis that have been brought over here by the millions, it's like, I, as an individual, I can't do much about that. I can't punish Elisa Slotkin. You see what I'm saying? We need institutional power. We need political power. How do we achieve that? And how does what you do get us towards that end?
Listen, it all it takes is one domino. You have to be inspirational. We need to start to get men out on the streets again. These No King protests, and actually today, I'm going to announce this the first time. I haven't announced it anywhere. I've only talked about it with some of the few higher-ups in the militia networks that I know. We will be announcing very soon the One King protest. All 50 states, every single state capital, if you believe Jesus Christ is the one true king of America and you're tired of these no king Marxist liberals that are out to destroy our country, we are going to join together in the hundreds of thousands and the millions, and we will be standing together. This is how you start to build political revolution, by getting people out onto the streets, getting people active, off their couches, off the, you know, endless doom scrolling bullshit, the goy slop, and into the streets, standing like men and showing your dominance. The reason the Muslims put their prayer rugs out onto our busy street corners is because it's a humiliation domination ritual. They're trying to mark their territory here in America. Well, American men, white men, Christian men, Trump supporters, it's time to mark our territory in America. We need to stand. Stand now. Join me, brothers. I could not be more serious. I just spent the night in jail, light on 24/7. They're trying to throw me in there with the Somali gangs to get me killed, all kinds of Antifa prison guards. Some patriots, a lot of patriot prison guards too, had my back. But these people are not kidding. They want you and your family dead. They want to replace us, Harrison, and we will not allow them to be replaced. We will not allow our families to be replaced. It is imperative we start to get active now, because if we start to lose the midterms and we lose 2028, the onus of freedom for the next generation will rely on us. And we need to get active and start to build these networks now while we have political power.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And look, if there's one thing I can say, you actually have the right attitude in terms of the severity of the problem that we're facing. The real threat that we're under is as extreme exactly as you lay it out. And we're sort of being attacked from all sides here. So I guess for me, it's like, I'm like hyper focused on, if we're going to do a protest, let's do it at the White House. Let's get messages to Trump, because it seems like Trump is being misinformed. He's being led down the primrose path. People are telling him, oh, it's, you know, it's great, you do this over here, and don't worry about Epstein. They're just trying to get you, and just ignore it. It's like, dude, your enemies are vulnerable. Why aren't you going after them? What do you think about that? What do you think about going and doing a protest for like Fire Susie Wiles?
Listen,
or
We build the numbers now, then we crusade on our pedophile overlords. It's imperative we build numbers, structure, network, and start to flex our muscles here. And then when the real crusade starts, Harrison, you won't need to log on to Twitter. You'll open up your window and you'll see men waving American flags, taking our country back. Because we know the book of Revelation. We know the way this world goes. It's a fallen world full of sin. So us righteous men of God, men that have conviction, men that care about children being blood sacrificed to Baal and murdered and all this pedophilic international banking cartel nonsense, we stand now. Let's get our numbers together. Let's get strong. Let's get active. Crusaders Active Club is not for the faint of heart. It is not for the afraid. This is for bold men that have been called by God to stand against evil in every corner and every facet. And we need to stand against this replacement of the American native population. And we need to stand against the pedophilic overlords of our country. Let's start to build the movement. I'm out here every day. Tomorrow, it's actually a second announcement. It's about to go up on my Twitter right now. The post is already written. And as soon as I'm off this interview, tomorrow, I will be outside the Whipple Federal Building. Whipple Federal Building, which is the ICE headquarters in Minnesota. That's where all of the fireworks happens there. That's where all the lefties protest ICE. I will be outside the Whipple Federal Building for a press conference tomorrow, 12 noon. More details to come. But guys, get logged in on our social medias. Send a DM. Get vetted. Get into our group chats, get into your local chapter, your local state militia, the Crusaders militia, and get active. It is time to put the phones down and pick up your, you know what to pick up, and get active, boys. It is time. The American Crusade is here.
Well, I completely agree with you. I mean, it's so pathetic, the fact that we can't muster a crowd like the left can. I mean, the left, they're all idiots, obviously, and most of them don't have jobs, so that makes it easy, but still, it's like the numbers, they get out on the street, and Republicans, there's more of us than there are of them, we just don't get active.
I'm going to ask you a question. Harrison, let me push back on you here with the comment about pathetic. When I throw my protests and when I hold my demonstrations, are you actively promoting them? Are you retweeting my stuff? Are you making your own content saying, we need patriots standing side by side with Jake? Did you call for brothers to stand with me at the city hall 2 weeks ago when I was lynched? Because we have no right to complain about the numbers that are showing up to these patriotic events unless we are full-throatedly standing behind the leaders of these organizations. So I have a question for you. Have you been calling upon people to join me, or have you been, you know, complaining that we don't have numbers while not doing what you need to do? Because you have a huge platform. You're a very famous man. So it is incumbent upon you to stand behind patriots who are out on the street. If you're not going to be on the street, you're going to be in the podcast studio. You have to help support us, brother. And I know you brought me on your program now. I'm very grateful for that. But we need to be active. We need to start pushing and funneling. You see Tommy Robinson's 3 million man march, which I was blessed enough to speak at in England. All of the English influencers, all the English patriots are standing behind him. It's time we have an American version of that and we start to sew up like the left does. I don't care if you don't like that I say a couple words that are offensive. I'm not talking to you specifically, but anybody. The message is we need to take our country back. And if the certain leadership rises up that's willing to do it, then we disagree on a few points. Somebody that's, you know, you disagree with 10% on is not 10% your enemy, but 90% your friend. So I'm calling upon you, Harrison. Call upon InfoWars, my brother Alex Jones. We need massive action. We need you guys to support us wherever we are, whenever we're there. We need you guys to be calling upon patriots to join us. Or next time I'm lynched, next time there's only a couple dozen patriots show up, you can't complain about it if you're not willing to do something about it, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, frankly, I think it's a matter of organization and communication, because I often don't know these things are happening until afterwards. So, of course, I talk about them and show the videos. And of course, like now, I'm telling people that tomorrow you got an event at the Whipple Building and you can tell people how to find that. But absolutely, I encourage people to go out and get involved. I just want you to be safe. I think I said it to you on X. We need institutional control, not martyrs. So yeah, as long as that patch is still valid, I'm happy. Jake Lang, follow.
Listen,
Jake Lang on X.
The martyr
Lang
thing, bravery, right? You can label anybody anything you want, but the reason why George Washington, our founding fathers, stood up and did stuff, not because they wanted to be martyrs, because they wanted to secure liberty for the next generation. And you know, if you put your life on the line to do that, I guess you call that a martyr, but I'm just a man who wants to change my country.
Jake
Glenn
lives to fight another day.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today. and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country. $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Before they put out your lights, one more hit of the dream, let it burn real slow, deep
folks,
state.
That was the first breakout hit of our next guest. You may think you know him, you don't. His name's Matt Baker, but he's not Matt Baker you know. No, he's that Matt Baker's cousin. It's Matt Baker with three T's, so as not to be confused with his much less impressive and charismatic cousin with the same name. He's a musician, an artist, and a patriot, known for his work as the front man for the Matt Baker and the Black Pillars. His first hit song, Smoking Hopium, you just heard there. His latest release is called Taxes to Pedophiles, and it's skyrocketing to the top of the charts. There are our own charts, but they count. He has worked in collaboration with many people, including QAnon Shaman, Luke Slywaker, Morgan Ariel, and Thomas Massey. His goal is to revive the outlaw country sound, focusing on the most outlawed thing in the world, which is the truth. Let's go now to his latest hit. You can find and share this on his X account at slave_2_liberty. It's called Taxes to Pedophiles, now available on all platforms like Spotify and streaming. And if you want to use this in your videos, you can license it from him. We'll find out how in just a second. Here it is, his latest hit, Taxes to Pedophiles.
Out on the edge, hear the Milky Way's arm. There's a hardworking man working hard on his farm. The so-called stars, how they play their games. There's a dark little secret that's calling their names. Epstein's Island, hidden away from our view, where the powerful gather, doing what they do. On the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, there's a parasite sucking the blood of humanity. No one knows when it started, but it's sure been a
I want to sing along. I can't help it. And there's Thomas Massey on the fiddle. Matt Baker, you've done it again. Welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison Smith, man, it is an absolute honor to be on the show with you. I mean, InfoWars is an incredible inspiration to all of us out here, man. Out here in deep space listening to the InfoWar. Y'all help wake me up, man. I mean, I've been listening to Alex Jones since I was a little kid, man. I mean, I was listening to him when he was making movies, you know, before even I knew he was on the air. Heard about the 9/11 and what was going on with that man, and he called that thing to a T, man. It put chills in my spine knowing that he called that out, man, down to Bin Laden and the World Trade Center. Not only that, what the amount of people he saved during COVID, you know, so many people that didn't take the shot, including yours truly and my cousin, the ugly cousin, man. People say we look alike, man, but I got to tell you, man, that guy is an ugly mofo, man.
I don't see it.
He looked like he crawled out the hind end of something, man. I mean, I look good, man. You know, I'm about a foot taller and a couple of inches longer, if you get my drift.
Well, look, there's got to be some secret behind your massive success. I mean, you've risen like a rocket in the recent past. Obviously, the music is powerful, but the look goes into it. What inspired you to write these songs? I mean, wouldn't it have been easier just to avoid these topics entirely? I mean, you could have had a career on the road, probably opening up for some pretty big acts if you'd stuck to the old country songs about your truck and your dog. Well, why you got to ruffle the nest? Why you got to cause so many problems? Wouldn't it be easier to just stick with the classics?
No, man. I mean, this is the heart of country music, man. I mean, outlaw country, man, that was always about, you know, what you weren't allowed to do because, man, screw the man if they don't want you to smoke weed or they don't want you, you know, shooting guns, man. That's an outlaw country sound. Now, the thing is, in this day and age, I mean, weed's legal, sex is legal. They'll celebrate you, man. But you know what the only thing that is really and truly outlawed right now, Harrison? And that is the truth. And the God's honest truth is the most outlawed thing in this world. And that's why, as a country singer and as an artist, I feel necessary to spread my word out there and to get the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth, brother.
You know, your timing for this song, really impeccable. Obviously, it coincided with the release of the Epstein files. Was that intended or was that just a happy coincidence?
Well, you know, it's crazy that you asked me that, Harrison, because I was actually working on this a while ago, almost 2 months ago, you know, and I was pecking away at it. You know, I was honing down them verses, man. And I got to a point where I was getting close, man, but it was just still kind of on the back burner, you know, and then the Epstein files dropped, man, 3 million files, man. Unbelievable. I was running the world, man. And they're pissing in our faces right now. So I got in the studio, man, and I put in hours. And, you know, Thomas Massey, man, he was an absolute doll the whole time, man. He's a busy dude. And, you know, he picked up the melody real quick. You know, Morgan Auriel on the drums, she's great, you know. And Luke Slywaker, man, he plays a mean bass, man. But while I'm giving shout outs, I want to do this before I forget, because I know we don't have too much time. There's a friend of mine, another artist, a group of people that they're on Twitter. They're called America AF. Now, they make these wooden signs, and I believe Owen Schroer's got one of their flags. They make real true Americana. They make them with their bare hands. America AF, that's Deborah and Flip. And the reason why I'm bringing them up, not only because they are American patriots who are actually at J6, they're called the J6 couple, but they're spending their time making real Americana art, you know, putting their life and their soul into it. But the real reason is I want to shout out to their daughter, Vera. Okay. She's a young lady and she's going through a lot of trouble right now. And she ended up in the hospital, man. She was thinking about doing the worst, if you get my drift. And, Flip called me and he called a lot of other patriots. She's a huge fan of you and she's a huge fan of Alex and me. She just got tickled by us, sending her a couple of videos and let her know that we're thinking about her and she's important and she's special, you know, because like I told her, if you're not feeling weird in this world, man, then there's something wrong with you. When you wake up in the morning and you're not good enough for them to screw the kids, they're going to do for it. They're going to tax you for it. They're going to take your money and then they're going to kill people around the world. And then they're going to ruin your reputation and call that America's out there killing when they're fighting these Jewish wars. Now I heard you bringing up the Jews a lot, which is quite fitting. Now I'm not a big anti-Semite, but man, these guys are out of control right now. And it's too much, man. During COVID, I was calling out Anthony Fauci because he was the one trying to lock me up and tell me I can't talk and stealing my YouTube channel. And now to me is these Jews, and that's what they call themselves. I'm not calling them a pejorative term. This is the name they give themselves. This is the name that the chosen people, right? Now, here's the thing. I heard you talking earlier, and you know, people used to hate on white people, or they've got this thing, you know, white people and slavery and all. But it turns out that a lot of the slavery action was actually being run and produced by the Jews back then, and that doesn't really matter. We as white people, when they talk about slavery, we have rejected it. We are wholeheartedly, whole hog rejected that notion. And even the people who want America first aren't talking about enslaving other people. That is not our deal. That is not our gig. And hell, it may never have been in the first place. They just pinned it on us. But now when you call out a Jewish person, an individual, I got a lot of good friends, Jewish friends, and they're not all bad, you know. But when you say, you know, you're running the banks, or you're running the media, or you're running the porn, or you're creating a genocide, they don't say, oh, no, we reject that. What they say is that's anti-Semitic. So, I mean, they should have just said saying slavery was bad was anti-Semitic. They could have kept the racket going, Harrison. You feel my drift?
Oh, that's strategically very, very smart. Yes, I think I see exactly what you're saying. Absolutely. Now, That's still a pretty controversial statement. Have you had any problems with your record label, perhaps? Of course, we've had IMA on quite a few times. She wrote just a few lines about the genocide in Gaza, and she was kicked immediately by her label and lost her representation. Have you run into trouble like that, sir?
Well, let me tell you, I learned a lot, you know, just from your show and just even seeing Kanye West on there. And, you know, I knew when I was releasing these albums, I knew I was going to get in trouble. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. As American, the First Amendment, and God forbid we ever need the Second Amendment. And you know what that's for is when they take the first away. And the geniuses that created this country, they put it up in such a way that you would be able to control your future and your destiny by speaking out your mind. And when someone tries to stop you from doing that, man, you got to do everything you can. I got to give a shout out to Jake Lang, man. I mean, a lot of people think he's a Fed. He's on there talking about, you know, his militia, so on and so forth. You know, he says some crazy stuff. But, man, that boy, I said it before and I'll say it again. He's got balls and he literally, I mean, literally puts them on the line, man, because there ain't nothing stopping him getting shot or having his balls cut off like he was out there. It looked like he was doing the splits when they were lynching that boy. And, you know, I got to say, I want to talk to his lawyer right now, because to me, I don't know. Did they get a permit for that ice structure? And I mean, when does water become ice, and when does ice become art, and when does it become a law that I cannot interfere with water molecules?
It's a great question. You're going to
tell me if I jump into a pool that I'm interfering with the structure of the water molecules? I'm sorry, that don't fly around here. And I don't think they had a permit, just like Owen Troyer, man. They had people in the Capitol protesting everything. That boy stands up there with a thing on his mouth, and they shut him down because it's rules for thee and not for me. And unfortunately, we are not in the big club, as you know, Harrison.
Absolutely. And it seems like your song is sort of the natural progression from something like Oliver Anthony, The Richmond, North of Richmond, sort of a similar mindset, similar frustration you're expressing. Why are we working our fingers to the bone just to help a bunch of evil, satanic pedophiles? It's a great question. What do we do about this? Because, and especially as you bring up the young lady, Maricana F7 on X.
It's her daughter, Flip's daughter, Vera, is the one who I'm sending the shout out to.
Well, you know, we need people like her around. And I was saying yesterday, the two things we need to avoid as I'm getting into a country accent here, and you hear this is what happens. I'm from
that's
Texas.
All right, man. You're from Texas.
Whenever I'm out working with in the yard or whatever with people with Texas accents, mine starts coming out.
They got good burritos out there, man. I don't know, man. I'm out here in California. This other Matt, he's got a lot of good burritos out here, though, man. They give the Tex-Mex a run for its money out here in San Diego.
If you like, I don't know, pineapple in your burrito or something. No, it's simple Mexican food for us. Thank you very much. We don't need any.
No, man, there ain't no pineapples, man. We're talking about a carne asada burrito, some guacamole, man. You know, good stuff.
The diversity we appreciate and enjoy. But you know, I've been saying we need to avoid these two outcomes. One outcome is people just go off their head and just go, oh, it's all the Jews and Hitler was right, and just goes way overboard and gives the bad guys exactly what they want because they depend on the hatred to get the funding for the ADL and all this other stuff that's actually the mechanism by which they enslave us. So that's one option, is the overreach, the overreaction. Then the other thing we want to avoid is that all this comes out, all these misdeeds are exposed, and then nothing happens and nobody gets arrested.
Yeah, let me talk about that, because I was thinking about that before I called in or came on your show here. Well, number one, the Hegelian dialectic, which Alex Jones has really popularized, but it's a thing that the ruling elite has used a long time. I mean, when the burning of Rome and all these things, you know, they basically create a false flag. It's the oldest trick in the book. So you don't want to feed into their thing. But at the same time, Harrison, I mean, we are being groomed by these people, because a grooming process you would do to a child, you know, you touch them, do this, and you get them used to it. Or if you're a pimp, you know, you slap the hoe, you know what I mean? Keep her in line. You got to keep that pimp hand strong. Now, if you cheat on your wife, God forbid, and, you know, maybe you have a moment of weakness at some point in time, that's one thing, you know, but you keep that to yourself. Now, if you go in there and you brag to her and she stays with you, you have broken that woman. Mm. And that is where we are at right now as a country and as a people. And that's what I mean about the smoking hopium thing, man. And, I mean, that song, no joke, I was listening to Alex Jones, and I mean this, and a dude called in, he's like, man, I just want to believe. I just need another hit of hopium. I mean, God's honest truth, that's what he literally said. And I was like, oh my God, man, people are literally addicted to this feeling. They've got to believe it, you know, but there's nobody coming to save you. And I'm not trying to be a downer, you know, the whole Matt Baker and the black pillars. I mean, I believe the black pill is a necessary evil. I feel it's like the, you know, the medicine, it's working when it don't taste good, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same way as you deal with, like, I was in AA for a while. I had a little bit of trouble with drugs and stuff. I grew up in a blue collar family. You know, I'm third generation construction worker. You know, we work with our hands. And, you know, sometimes after work, you have a little bit too much. But what I learned about addiction is the number one thing you have to do is you have to admit you have a problem. Okay. One day you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, Matt, you have got a problem. You've got to stop this. You got to do something, man. And that's where America's at right now, man. We got to look collectively in the mirror at ourselves and say, America, you have a problem. And we got to know how deep it is and how bad it is. And we got to hit that rock bottom and understand exactly how deep this rabbit hole goes before we can really start turning it around. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. And I just don't see any reason why it couldn't happen with a country and a whole nation.
That's such a good point. And that actually goes along with what I always say, is that when you take these psychological operations, whether it's against a small group like a cult or individuals, as you point out, I mean, the, you know, beating your wife, I mean, it's the same dynamics that inform, the pseudo slavery that we're in. It's the same methods that are applied at the national level. You're exactly right. It's these intrinsic, natural levers in the human mind that can be pulled by people with bad intentions. And it's the same thing that they do as a husband abusing his wife, as a cult leader abusing his followers, or as politicians abusing the nation. You're exactly right. It's all the same mechanism. And that's really brilliant that we got to recognize we have a problem before we can ever solve it. You're exactly right. Again, my guest is Matt with three T's, Baker.
Three Slate T's, man.
_2.
Foot taller and a couple inches longer. Don't forget it.
And your hair's nicer and the smile's brighter.
Luxurious. This is luxurious. My beard's looking a lot nicer, a lot thicker. His is kind of scruffy.
It absolutely is.
He's a good dude, man. He let me in his studio. I'm just joshing with you, man. You know, he's probably around here somewhere, but I don't know if he's going to make it in. I think he's out walking the dog or something.
He's probably going. He might not be.
He might be hitting the wacky tobacco, man. But at least he ain't smoking opium, man. He's all right there, man. He's a good guy.
Smoking opium. Yeah, that's really, people are addicted to that idea. Man.
That'll screw you up. You'll smoke yourself retarded, man. You think weed gonna make you stupid, man? That ain't gonna do it. The smoking opium, that's what will put you in a hole, man.
Okay,
six feet deep.
We're trying to thread the needle here, right? Because we're not smoking opium. We're not just putting our hope in something that doesn't exist, but we're also not accepting defeat and accepting that all these powerful people are able to do this to us without consequence. So how do we thread that needle? How do we remain hopeful that there is a solution, that we can fix things, that we don't just give up and roll over while not trusting to people that are selling us bullcrap? How do we do this?
Well, I think, you know, Alex Jones always says, as long as you're in the battle, then you have not lost. So sure. As long as you are still fighting is whoever gives up first, you know. So, I mean, this battle ain't going nowhere. I don't foresee that we win in a triumphant ending victory, you know, like the video game that I have in the end of my video there. But what I do see is that we continue to keep our morale up. And like I said, just because I'm blackpilling and just because I'm looking the world and the truth in the eye, and I'm admitting the problem, doesn't mean I'm not inspired. It doesn't mean I don't look up at the Milky Way in awe. And every time you look up at that Milky Way, I don't want you to feel like, oh my God, I'm trapped by these bastards. I want you to see how beautiful this universe is. And I want you to see that we still have all of the potential God's given us since we were born. I mean, you know, you see what happened with black people. They were oppressed, and the Jewish people. And sometimes it's this pressure that makes these diamonds, man. And you just take in, internalize whatever's coming at you and just don't give up and keep pushing on through. And you'd be amazed at the amount of, you know, inspiration that you can get and the passion. It's the animating liberty contest of liberty. That is, I'm sorry. You know, it's crazy, Harrison. I'm actually a little nervous on this show. I've like played concerts on the moon and I've like sung in front of thousands of people, and just being on your show, it's got me giddy. I feel like butterflies, man. This is amazing. I feel like I'm in an out of body experience right now.
Well, it's, you know, you are a true superstar, and that is really something. But
man,
I guess,
I'm just like y'all.
But when you're up there on stage on the moon, the thousands of people looking at you, I guess that's sort of your element. I guess the nervousness goes away because you know what you're doing and you're in command. What does that feel like?
Well, man, it's like snowboarding. You know, when I was a kid, I used to run down hills, and it was the weirdest thing. And nobody taught me this. You get going so fast that there's no way you can stop. You just have to keep jumping over trees and rolling and doing stuff. And it's the adrenaline, and you just focus on your next move, and you just stay in the zone, man. And you just ride it out, man. And when you got a couple of cuties in the front row singing a song along with you, man, that don't hurt neither.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can only imagine. You're entering a flow state is what you're talking about, entering a flow state. So, you know, I want to
talk about that real quick. Sorry, nothing would cut you off.
Go ahead.
But I mean, that is literally what these evil bastards are trying to do. When they divide us, or they try to make us feel helpless, or that they are a pimp and we have given up, that is what they're trying to do. They're trying to trap your soul, and therein lies your flow, my friend.
What advice do you have to people who would like to follow in your footsteps, who maybe have some songs of their own that they want to get out there? I mean, again, you've had some incredible success. And tell us how people can find the song and how they can share it and download it and all that, because we need to keep pushing this thing up the charts. Right now, it's only got two songs on it, so it's at the top of the charts as it stands now. But we want to keep that popularity going. How can people find your stuff, and how can people do what you do?
Well, ain't nobody going to do what I do, man. I'm sorry, I can't help you there. But I tell you what you can do is you can help me, you can help this battle, and you can play this song. You can call in your local radio station, because this is on all platforms. You can request. This is how they used to do it back in the day. They would have people call in like Trump did. You know, he calls in. He's like, oh, Trump's a good guy. You know, he does that stuff. They call in and ask for the song to play, man. Call them up and say, play Smoking Hopium. And if you don't want to say Texas to pedophiles, I actually have the song out there and another name, a little softer name that some people might get in under the radar. It's called Out in Deep Space. Out in Deep Space is the first part of the hook. The second part is paying taxes to pedophiles. Now that's more catchy, but a lot of these people, they'll shut you down if you try and tell them that right up all front.
Right.
But now you can play this on your Instagram reels or whatever. Like, you use a sound on an Instagram reel or on a TikTok. You put it on there and you go out and play it. You show pictures of these damn pedos and you play that music in the background. And every time that plays, it tells the algorithm what to do. And another thing you can do is you can download it. You can download it on iTunes. You can play it on Spotify. You can stream it, you know. But what I really want to do, Terrison, what I really see in my heart now, I hope maybe Jake Lang would do this for me, or one of the people out there at these protests, like bump this song. Like back during COVID, I was bumping Jimmy Levy every time we would do a protest. Like, go outside of a building of these damn pedos and bump that song and make a big scene out of it and upload it, man. If you don't even have a platform, I'll do it, and I'll get my little cousin to post that up too. He's got a pretty big following there on TikTok and X, you know.
I know you're using his X account to help get your message out there.
I'm old school, Harrison. You know, I don't even have a smartphone. You know, I'm still using a pager, man. I was working on the pipelines and they just had a pager. And ever since then, that's all I got. So he hooks me up. I give him a hard time, but you know, Matt's a good dude. And you just follow him at slave_2_liberty. You get hold of me there and just use 3 T's, and that way we'll know who you're talking to.
Absolutely. Well, you tell your cousin I say hi. We'll have to reconnect with him soon. But this has been absolutely fantastic. Congratulations on the success of your new song. We're going to go out with that song. It's called Taxes to Pedophiles, also known as Out in Deep Space, from Matt Baker at slave_2_liberty. Here it is.
Damn straight.
Out on the edge, hear the Milky Way's arm. There's a hardworking man working hard on his farm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.